It's Port Huron's only local morning talk show. Back to Paul Miller on WPHM.
All right, it is 7:43 now here on WPHM. It is Wednesday morning. This radio station for many years has supported the work of the March of Dimes through a number of different means, including in the last few years, the Signature Chef's Auction. It comes up tomorrow evening at the Bluewater Convention Center. You can go to our website, WPHM.net, or use the free WPHM mobile app to click to a link to get tickets. And I think that there are still just a few seats available for the Signature Chef's Auction tomorrow night. One of the new initiatives that the March of Dimes is taking on is an advocacy campaign to make sure that all moms are, you know, receiving prenatal care. There are a lot of areas where it simply is not available, and childbirth can be a very dangerous thing right here in our country. It's called hashtag blanket change. And joining us right now is the president of the March of Dimes, Stacy Stewart. Stacy, good morning. Thanks for being with us today.
Well, thanks for having me, and thanks for talking about the Signature Chef's Auction coming up. We're very excited about it and hope that many people will come out to support it.
It is always a fun night and gets a lot of support here. Something we're going to be hearing about, I think, in the days and weeks to come is hashtag blanket change. What does that mean? What's it all about?
Well, one of the things that a lot of people may not realize is that about 700 women in this country every year die as a result of childbirth, and another 50,000 women become so severely ill they almost die as a result of pregnancy and childbirth. And this makes the U.S. one the most dangerous developed country in the world in which to have a child. While our rates of maternal mortality have been increasing, in fact, have doubled over the past 25 years, every other developed country, every other wealthy country in the world, their rates have been decreasing. And we're trying to sound the alarm today at the March of Dimes to say that these kinds of outcomes for moms and babies are just simply not acceptable. And there is something we can do about it. There is something we need everyone to do about it, and that is that we need to start with demanding that our members of Congress and those that are running for office, those that we're going to vote for, whether they're Republican or Democrat in the upcoming election, that they understand the urgent crisis that we're facing, that moms and babies are facing in this country, and that they go to Congress knowing that there's something that they must do about it. And that's why we're asking everyone to get involved in this campaign called Blanket Change. Comprehensive change for moms and babies in this country, especially in Michigan, where we still need to provide much more support for moms and babies throughout the state of Michigan.
How did we get to this crisis situation, Stacy?
Well, I think it's a number of reasons. I don't think there's any one reason in particular. We do know that there are many moms that are getting pregnant and having babies later in life, and they may be facing at that point in their lives more chronic diseases, so they may be less healthy even before they're pregnant, which is an issue. But they also might be less healthy because they may have less access to health care. There's still 10 million women in this country who are uninsured, which means that they may not have access to the kind of care they need to be as healthy as they can be even before they're pregnant, which is obviously increasing the risk of their lives being at risk even during pregnancy or afterwards, or their baby's lives. We also are pointing out today in a report that we're issuing around maternal care deserts that there are too many counties in this country, about 35% of all counties in the U.S., lack even basic services to obstetric care. There's no hospital that offers obstetric services and no OBGYN or certified nurse midwife, which means that women that are pregnant in those counties don't have even the basic access to obstetric care. While there are 35% of these counties in the U.S., about 24% of all Michigan counties are considered maternal care deserts. And this is the kind of thing that we have to change. We have to make sure there's expanded access to care, quality care in for every woman throughout the state of Michigan and throughout the country.
You talk about calling on members of Congress and the candidates for the House and the Senate to make this a priority. How can we do that? Is there some way that that we can bring more attention to this?
Absolutely. If you go today, anyone can do this, and we want to encourage everyone to do it. Go to marchofdimes.org/blanket change, and you can go there. There's some very easy tools to tweet your member of Congress, again, or their candidate for Congress, for the House or for the Senate, make sure they understand, have access to what we're talking about with respect to these issues, that they understand these issues, easy tools that you can use on your social media to make sure that they elevate, that these issues are elevated for those members of Congress, and that they understand that we need them to take action. We need them to take a stand today to protect moms and babies. We also want to make sure that everyone has information on what these issues are and what all of us can do to advocate for change. We need all of our voices to be heard. We need more moms and babies to be protected, and that only is going to happen if we all come together and make sure that our voices are heard, to make sure everyone understands that we believe it's a priority, that no mom should die as a result of pregnancy and childbirth, and every baby ought to have a healthy start in life.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. Stacey, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.